Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast number 35 on Jam and Jerry's House of Fun podcast. How y'all doing, everybody? Sorry if I'm not in the middle like I'm supposed to be. I apologize. Why I'm doing this one in stereo? I don't know. I'm just too lazy to put it back in mono. This podcast is going to take a little bit to record because I don't just want to do the unboxing part, but I want to kind of do a slightly over time part as well. So this one's going to be in a couple pieces. Although for you, it's one. So today we're going to be looking at a portable air conditioner unit. It's a Koolsiln. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think it's K-O-O-L-S-O-R-S-I-L-N, I think. I will put it in the title of the podcast so that you'll definitely see what it is and whatnot. But it is a... It's a beast of a portable air conditioner unit. It's a 16,000 BTU unit that claims it can do up to 800 square feet. Now, what I was told by a friend of mine is that she thinks our living room and kitchen is around 300 square feet. She thinks. Just kind of eyeballing it. So, if that's right, then this air conditioner should have no problem whatsoever, even if it doesn't quite do 800 like they say. The living room and the kitchen should be nice and cool. It's a heavy beast, that's for sure. We're talking at clocks in at 66 pounds. All I can say to that is thank God it's got wheels and handles. I'm currently waiting on Bill to come over and help get it out of the box. Why? Because it weighs so much. So I'm kind of waiting on that at the moment. And of course, I'll piece these pieces together the best I can. You'll probably be able to tell where the parts are, and that's okay, because when have I ever been professional? Never. At least, not in my podcasts, anyway. I actually got lucky getting this air conditioner at the price that I did. The regular price for this air conditioner, the one that I got, it's a 2026 model, so it's a model from this year. The normal going price for this thing is $816, $816. I'm not so worried about the change because it could be, $816.99 or $816, whatever. I don't care. I'm just, However, I caught it on sale at $529. Had it been the $816, I'd have never been able to get it. I was actually looking at, I was kind of hemming and hawing between two air conditioners. Same brand, same year, almost the same air conditioner, in fact. The only difference being one was a 14,000 BTU that I think it said 700 feet. And this one, the 16,000 BTU, which says it does 800. And the way I saw it, I looked at the two prices, and at the time, the 14,000 was on sale for $439. The funny thing about it, when I got my money from my boss to help me out, basically I'm still paying for it. He just prepaid me. But the day that he said the money was going out and everything, I went back and I looked at the two air conditioners, and the 14,000 had jumped up to its regular price. I don't know the exact, I think 724 or 700, it was 700 and something. I still wouldn't have had enough. But at any rate, I had already decided I was going to go ahead and get the 16,000 because I figured, well, you know what? It's a bit bigger. It should cover slightly more area. I'm just going to go with the bigger one of the two if they stay the same price. So when I saw the 14,000 went up, I'm like, oh, hell. I went and quickly checked the 16,000, and it was still at its 529 price. And I was playing beat the clock. Well, I got it for the 529. It never changed. However, the 14,000, the funny thing about it is Monday of this week, it's now Friday, but Monday of this week when I was looking at them and I saw that the 14,000 all of a sudden went up in price and I was waiting on the money to get to me from my boss, which I got the next day. I got it on Tuesday. The 14,000 actually by yesterday was back down to the 439 price. So I'd have been okay. I'd have been sweating a bit to, you know, try to find out what was I going to do. But worst case, I'd have been all right because it dropped back down. Let's listen for a little bit while Bill helps get the unit out of the box. And we'll see if he also helps me put together the window kit. Yeah, I was trying to pull that styrofoam out of the top of the box, and I could not get my hands under it.
No, you feel the center. And that's what you pull up on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, Jesus. It don't want to come out.
Okay, hang on.
Let's
do this a different way.
Plan Watch B. Out for
your feet.
Or do they have it like stuck?
Oh, I fucking idiots.
There's no safe in that box, huh?
Yeah, you can have it.
There we go. What did they do, kind of tape it or something?
Oh, I had to rip the box off to get the fucking thing out.
Yeah.
But I got it out.
Heavy fucker. I just got to figure out how to do the window kit. That's the only...
This goes in the window?
No, not the unit. It comes with a little kit thingy that you put the hose into. And the hose is the only thing that goes in the window.
Okay, it's the drain.
No, it's actually the exhaust. Oh. This one actually, supposedly, it does have a hose that you can put into like a bucket, which I gotta find one. But they say you don't technically have to because it supposedly evaporates the water.
Oh, okay, cool.
This one supposedly does that. I was like, hey, that's cool. I just gotta figure out how to do the window kit. Cause I think, is the hose in two pieces or? Hang on. I've actually got it in here because it was in the top of the, that top styrofoam.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I was talking about. I think this is the hose that goes in the window kit in the window. But I don't know if this is two hoses or if it's one that you put together.
Well, I have to look at the directions.
But that's the only part. Like I said, it's a window kit and this is the only thing. And then we do have to use the stuff you don't like using. But you use it, I think, around the edge of the window kit.
Okay.
This right here, they give you some of that to kind of go around the edge, I think.
Okay, those things go into this.
And then here's...
your hose.
The hose, that's what you were thinking, the drain hose.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, this here goes around the window kit, I think. I have a video if you need to see it. Hang on.
I don't know what those are. Those can't be, no, those aren't wheels. Oh, I think that's the remote. Because I didn't open this part yet. But I kind of need to, because I think the remote's in here.
So is the direction.
Yeah, I see a piece of paper in here, but I didn't know if that was the directions or if that was some stupid whatever. There's the batteries to the remote. I was watching videos and the window kit sounded like it was easy to do. My easy, your easy, and someone else's easy might be different, but... Oh, good, I can... What? Those are some funky... Oh, that's a, yeah, that's just the doorbell, or the, you know. Hey, how does his back come off?
Well, give me a second, because right now I'm strong.
No, you're doing your thing, and I'm trying to be helpful. I'm trying to figure out the battery pack, the battery compartment. Oh, I'm an idiot.
You did it.
Yeah. I was sitting, Bill, I was sitting up here.
Oh, wrong house.
Right. I'm like, where do the batteries go? Oh, they go there. Oh, these are just AAA batteries. How do you get these open?
I have to see it.
It's a plastic.
Yeah.
I can never rip those. I have to try to break them apart.
You do?
I said, I do.
I said, you do?
Yes. I take the battery. I used to be able to take the batteries in my hand and kind of twist them, and it would break the plastic. I can't do that shit no more. Hey, check it out. I burned myself when I was making those burgers.
Oh, yeah. There's your batteries.
11:42 a.m. 71 notifications.
So, batteries go. Hey, quit trying to run away from me. Wait a minute. Okay, never mind. There's that one. And there's that one. I'll have to move this bed for you, won't I?
Now, don't go in the window.
No, the window kit does. But I'm going to have to still move that so you can put the window kit in the window.
Yeah.
There are a couple plastic pieces here. I assume they go to the window kit? They said you don't need any tools to put it together. Here's some little pieces. Do those...
Okay.
I assume those. I don't know what those are. But there's the little pieces. I'll have to move this bed for you, won't I?
Now, don't go in the window.
No, the window kit does. But I'm going to have to still move that so you can put the window kit in the window.
Yeah.
There are a couple plastic pieces here. I assume they go to the window kit? They said you don't need any tools to put it together. Here's some little pieces. Do those...
Okay.
I assume those... I don't know what those are. But there's the little pieces.
Okay, that was a gun here. shit you get me into.
So where are you putting the fucking air conditioner?
I'm gonna have to put it in bed. I gotta move the tote. I may have to turn the tote sideways, but I'll take care of that. Once you get it, whatever, I'll get it positioned once you get it all together. Oh, someone's here.
Mail lady.
It's a mail lady.
There you go. There you go, Jared.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's for the sideways window. And we're not going sideways.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Like I said, I'll deal with that stuff later. You don't want to know how expensive an air conditioner like that is.
No, I don't.
That one is also a 16,000 BTU. So it's a pretty beastie. Pretty beastie unit. Wrong.
The way they got this son of a bitch all taped together and you can't get to a fucking end of it. I think I did it. One more fucking piece.
Well, they probably do that to protect it, dude. It's protection.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, those were, you didn't actually put the hoses together, they're two separate hoses?
Yeah, there's two separate hoses.
Oh, so I did get a two hose unit. Okay, that's good. From what I understand. The two hose exhaust thingies are actually supposedly more efficient than the single hose exhaust. How do you know which one goes where, or does it really matter?
It don't.
Okay. I didn't know. So it is two hoses. Okay.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like it's on wheels. It's supposed to be on wheels. Oh, wait. Maybe it is. Oh, okay. It is on wheels.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. On carpet. Okay. Yes. Now,
by doing this one, I have to do it on this side because that's the furthest one away. Okay, that one's in. Now doing the closest one. Come on, baby girl. Thank you. And this one goes up and down like this. So now it is all fucking done.
Good boy. Can I scratch it behind the ears?
No, thank you.
So,
on this remote, you have what look like at least to a blind person. You know you're holding the remote correctly because there's a what looks like a little tiny light bulb at the top of the remote on the back. So there's two what look like circles with a button in the middle. So let's look at the first circle. The top button is your up arrow. Bottom button is the down arrow. The right button is your fan speed. So you cycle it between, I think, low, auto, and high, I think. The right button is your mode button, because this is more than an air conditioner. It's also a dehumidifier, or you could just do a fan. In the middle of those arrow keys is your power button. That's how you turn it on and off. Down below that, now here's where I'm a little confused, because I can't really tell how many buttons are on this circle. They don't stick out as easy as they do on the top one. They're kind of cut apart. There's like a little itty bitty gap between, you know, say the up, the down, the left, and the right. The bottom circle, however, there is no cutout between what looks like a few different buttons. What Bill did say is in the very middle, you know how on the top circle I was explaining, in the middle is a power button. So in the middle of the one below that, the middle button is turbo. What is around the turbo button, I don't know yet. It looks like there's... I can't feel where the buttons exactly are, but it looks like there might be...
All the way around it.
Is it down and right and up and left again?
Okay, that button is...
Which button?
Well, keep on going down. Right there. That says up. It's just got an arrow pointing up.
Okay.
Now, straight up from that, turbo, right there.
Oh, the middle.
No. Right?
You told me the middle was turbo.
You get your fucking finger. That's turbo right there.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. So, turbo is that one.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything to the left or to the right?
Okay, that one says L, which would mean low or left.
Okay.
That one says an arrow pointing towards the right.
That sounds confusing.
Wait, no, a light. Excuse me. Yeah, light.
That
right
one's
there.
A light?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder what the L is, though.
Fuck if I know.
What's the middle button?
Hang on, let me look at it. Okay, it says a moon, half moon with a star.
Sleep. Okay, that's a sleep button.
Okay.
You can set a sleep timer and stuff.
Okay.
Which I don't do.
Okay,
so the middle button is not turbo, it's sleep.
That's
so,
turbo right there, yes.
What I'm doing is I'm explaining it for the recording.
Oh, okay.
So on this bottom circle, the top of the bottom circle is turbo. To the left is the light. I don't know if it just turns it on or off, or if it sets it at different levels. I don't care. I can't see it.
That's just an arrow pointing towards the left.
Right. So the bottom button points to the left. We have no idea what that does. And then the right button, he said, has an L on it.
Yeah, so maybe that's light, I guess.
No, but you said that was light.
Well, that's got a light bulb on it.
Right, so that makes sense for that to be light. So L, God only knows what that means.
Exactly.
Anyway, you said that's turbo. And then in the middle, where the power button is on the top circle, this is the sleep button. He said it's got a moon.
With a star.
Yes. So that should be sleep. Okay. All right. I think we did good. All right. So now that the air conditioner is set up, I shouldn't say installed, because the only part that really needed installed is the window kit, where you put the two, yes, I said two, you put the two hoses. I've only seen portable air conditioners with one hose, not two. This one has two. And from what I've heard, in, you know, when I watched some YouTube videos about portable air conditioner units, they several of them have said if you want to if you can get your hands on a two hose unit, you're better off. They say it's more efficient. I guess one pulls air in, one sucks air out. We did not have to take my screen out of the window, which is awesome. So let's just kind of look at the unit, and I got to be careful where I touch, because apparently it's a touch panel, and yeah, we'll just stick with the remote. Thank you very much. So I'm 5'10", and just to give you an idea of how tall this AC unit is, it is directly on the floor, and it comes up to just a couple inches higher than my knee. It's almost 3 foot tall. From what I understand, it's 34 inches tall. So it's almost 3 foot tall. And it, like I said, it comes up to just a little bit, just a few inches above my knee. Now, the top of the unit does kind of, it's not flat. Like, the whole top is not flat. And I'm sorry if I'm off to the right and off to the left and everything. I do apologize. Maybe I'll put this in mono so you might not have to hear that. I'll think about it. But at any rate, so the front of the top is where the air will come out. Now, I say where the air will come out. I'm used to seeing portable air conditioners from about 13 years ago. And the one my mom had, the vent where the air came out was actually right here on the front of the unit, straight out, if that makes sense. Now, hers stood taller than this one, but it also seemed to have like legs with wheels. This one does not. It has wheels on it, but it's almost flush with the floor. It doesn't have like legs with wheels. This one is an air conditioner, a dehumidifier, or just a fan. So you could set it as one of those three things. And like I said, you know, it does have a window, a kit. And the way Bill did it, I'm looking at it now. And it looks good as far as he did not have to use any of the foam stuff to block the parts of the window where the hose is not, if that makes sense. And there's like just a little bit, I can feel just a very little bit of air. Kind of near the bottom in the middle where these two pieces meet. But it's very little air. I don't know if, you know, maybe it could have been done a little bit better. I doubt it. I don't know. But it is there, and it's fine, and it works. At any rate, let's go back to the unit itself. behind the vent thing on the top, and where the vent is, it's kind of curved. Oops, and I just hit the power button, I didn't mean to. But it's opening the vent. It just opened the vent on its own, mind you. It just turned on. I accidentally hit the power button. I did not mean to do that. And trust me, the air coming out of there is cold. It is. And that could be because of the air that it's getting from outside. Now, the way this unit is it's actually blowing the air up and out. I'm standing maybe 2 feet from it, and it's just barely hitting me, like, well, it's kind of hitting me in the nose a little bit and my forehead, and it's, you know, kind of going up, but it's going up and out is what it's doing. And just to show you that it actually is cold air, folks, let me, and I'm over near my computer now, and you can barely hear the thing. But I'm going to show you that it definitely is cold air coming out of there. So I've got a thermometer here. It's one of those, I don't know if it's called laser or what, but it's one where you can not only check your temperature, but you can do surface temperature and air temperature and things like that. If I check the temperature right now, and I'm just kind of pointing it down the hall.
Your surface temperature is 72.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's about right. Because if I push the button on the clock that's on top of the fridge.
The room temperature is 74 degrees Fahrenheit.
You know, it says it's 74. So that shows you that it's, you know, about 72 to 74 in here. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the thermometer right where the air is coming out of the air conditioner.
Your surface temperature is 72.
Hang on. I got to do this just right.
Your surface temperature is 42.1 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, you heard that right. The air coming out of there is pretty cold. So there you guys go. I really can't describe. There really isn't much to describe on this unit. I mean, I don't know if I've actually got the fan as high as it can go. Just because I'm still kind of trying to get used to the remote. Now, the hoses. One hose is kind of cool. And I'm assuming that's what's kind of pulling the air in. The other hose. I know some people have said that that exhaust hose is usually quite hot. This one is not. It is a little warm. I'm not gonna lie to you, it is a little warm, but it's not all that, it's not all that warm. It's not as warm as I thought it would be. Right, so now I'm gonna turn the unit off, and you'll see it does take it a little while to shut down because it I guess it kind of cools itself off or something. But if I push the power button on the remote, go. Okay, the air part just shut off, but the fan's still going, and now it's done. And that little part you heard there at the very end, I hope you could hear it, that was the vents closing. So now the vents are closed. So there you go. So the real test will be later today when it's supposed to be about 61 or 62 outside. If the sun is out, it could make this place rather warm. I will be testing to see how the air conditioner does. It's supposed to do 800 square feet. Well, let's see how it handles, you know, the living room and the kitchen. So we'll be testing that in this podcast as well. All right, we are going to give this air conditioner a bit of a test. It's not much of one because the sun's not out at the moment. It's a cloudy day from what I understand. Let me go double check outside real quick, but I'm pretty sure it's cloudy. I don't have the air on at the moment. But we're going to put the air conditioner through a little bit of a test. It is 60 degrees outside, And let me see if the sun is out even a little. Yes, it actually is. It's not like real strong, but it is out a little bit because not only do I feel it, but our mailbox is a little warm. So we're gonna put the air conditioner through a bit of a test. I'm gonna show you guys different temperatures. And I have made a slight modification. I did turn the air conditioner just a little bit because the way it was at the foot of my bed, if I had it straight, it was pretty much aimed at the thermostat, which is aimed at a wall that, you know, doesn't really cover much of the living room and or the kitchen. Matter of fact, didn't even make it wouldn't have done anything with the kitchen at all. So I've kind of turned it just a hair. And I've also switched it from medium, because I found out the fan was on medium. So now the fan is on high, and I did kind of turn the unit slightly. So let's check the temperature on top of the fridge in the kitchen.
The room temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, so that says 75. Let's check. And I am going to use one of the wake words for the aid devices. So you might want to have earphones on, or I'll just censor it or something. At any rate, what is the temperature of Tiger's kitchen?
The temperature in Tiger's kitchen is 76.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what is the temperature on the thermostat?
The thermostat is currently reading 74 degrees Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to help with those temperature checks.
And just to verify, so that you guys can see that it actually is reading our thermostat, I will really quickly show you in the Sensi app what it's showing the thermostat says, so that you can see that, you know, the A device was correct.
Home.
Let me see here.
Sensi, dock.
Here we go.
Sensi, 74. Eat mode, 68. Enlisted. Thermostat, button. Unlabeled. 74. Eat mode, 68.
So as you see, it is 74 in the living room. Sensi, it's 75 up on top of the fridge. And the dot on top of the microwave, the Tiger's kitchen, says 76.6. Ooh. All right, let's put this air conditioner to the test. So I have it, I believe it's set at 72. I could set it down to 70 just to, you know, really give it a good test. But we'll leave it at 72 for now. I'm going to turn it on. There we go. And yeah, actually kind of, it sounds like this thing kind of revs up. Just, you'll see what I mean. It's opening the vent. Okay, there's the fan sort of starting. I now feel cool air coming out of the unit. I do feel, you know, colder air coming out of the unit. And we're going to verify that with the thermometer that I have. I'm going to put the remote on the desk here. There we go. Let me grab the thermometer. Where did I put that? Because I did not put that back on my desk, apparently. Where did I put that thermometer? Did I put it on the foot of my bed? At any rate, let's check the time real quickly.
2:09 p.m.
So it's 2:09 p.m. Eastern Time. Where did I put that? There it is. I did. I put it at the foot of my bed. All right, so let's check what the temperature is of the air coming out of the air conditioner here.
Your surface temperature is 70.5.
No, it's colder than that. I'm not aiming it right. Just give me just a moment here.
Your surface temperature is 52.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, there you go. You heard it say 52.5. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let that run for a little while, and I will come back and we'll see A, if it cools it down, and B, if it does, how much? Because I do believe it's set at 72. So we'll see what happens.
2:22 p.m.
So it's now 2:22. It hasn't even been 20 minutes yet. And folks, we are starting to get some results. Now, the clock that's on top of the refrigerator, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't see the display, so I don't know if it's dropping at least some, like maybe by some points. But this clock has fallen off of the fridge a few times. I'm surprised it even still works. But I can tell you, standing in front of the fridge right at the moment, I can feel air moving, and that's in front of the refrigerator. Here's proof. Okay, for me to go to the air conditioner, 12 decent steps, not little steps, because you have to go across the living room. So, you know, it's over there. At any rate, this one doesn't really seem to be showing that the temperature's dropping, but I'll show you.
The room temperature is 74 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, it actually does say 74 now. It's been saying 75. Now, where the difference is, and I'll show you, hopefully you remember what the other temperatures were. What is the temperature of Tiger's Kitchen?
Tiger's Kitchen is now 74.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
What about the temperature on the thermostat?
The thermostat is currently reading 71.5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
You got it.
So as you can see, now the sun really isn't coming in yet. It is sunny a little bit, but it's not coming in the living room windows yet. I am going to leave this on because I want to see what happens. And just to show you that again, that the A device is correct.
Sensi, dock. Sensi, 71, off, enlisted.
Notice I changed it. I turned off the heat so that just in case we accidentally get the temperature down a little too much, you know, there the heat doesn't try kicking in, because that would kind of defeat the purpose. But as you saw, when we started this test, it said 74. It now says 71. So this actually is working. At least it's going to work for, you know, the living room, kitchen area, maybe even part of the way down the hall. So this could work. Not sure how much you hear the air conditioner unit. Like I said, it's at the foot of my bed. I'm at my desk, as you see.
Desktop list, recycle bin 159.
La 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 la.
2:25 p.m. 2:25 Friday, May 8th, 2026.
Yep, there we go. So I'm at my desk, and the air conditioner is at the foot of my bed. Really isn't that loud, I don't think. I'm used to older units that were louder, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I definitely know I've heard louder window units. But this is also 2026, and this unit is a 2026 model. So, who knows? We'll let the air run for, you know, a while longer, and I'll come back and give you a couple more reports, including after 4 o'clock when the sun, if it stays out, if it's definitely coming in the window, I can definitely let you know if the air is working. I'm outside, and what you just heard me walk past is the exhaust hose in the window that's blowing the hot air out. And it does blow out some decent air. It really does. Now, beside that is where it's actually pulling air in. And can you feel it pulling the air in? Yeah, kind of, maybe. But yeah, you can definitely, I mean, it's pushing out enough air to where I can feel it even off the sidewalk. I'm sure you can hear the air hitting the microphone. But let's go check things in the house. I was throwing something away. Let's just check things out. There is, you know, nice cool air coming out of the unit. Let's go over to the desk and check the time, because it should be about 40 minutes. Actually, call it 41 minutes.
15 hours. The room temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right, so after 40 minutes, actually 41 minutes, the clock on top of the fridge actually says 72 now, and remember, it started at 75. Let's check here. What is the temperature of Tiger's Kitchen?
Tiger's Kitchen is currently 72.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
And what about the temperature on the thermostat?
The thermostat shows 69 degrees Fahrenheit.
I may actually, whoops, have... Thank you.
You're welcome.
I may actually have that, oops, at 70. I'll have to look. Let's see. I don't know if the glasses would be able to read it or not. Read me the display. So you know what? Let's see. Let's see if it will, because I don't know if it will or not. I don't know if the glasses will read it. But we're going to give it a try. Wearing my Oakley glasses. And I'm just...
Battery 100%.
And I just have the digital recorder held up to the thing. Now, this could be interesting because it's going to be blowing air. So what I'm going to need to do is somehow hold the recorder. Let's see. Hey, Meta. Look and tell me what the display says.
The display shows cool sim at the top, with options like cool dry fan, high mode low auto, time, sleep turbo, and settings for mode and hold 3S. There's also a note about not $S visible.
Does it show what the temperature is set to? Yeah, I think Meta's being a little stupid. So let's just try this again, because I know it shows it on the display. Hey, Meta. Look at the display and tell me what temperature it's set to.
The display shows temperature settings with OC visible, but the exact set temperature isn't clear from this angle. You might need to check closer for the specific number.
Look and tell me what the temperature is set to.
The temperature on the display shows 72 degrees.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know if you need anything else.
So I did have to get closer, but as you saw, I did get it in the end. It's set at 72. Now what's really interesting is it's set at 72. My thermostat has a temperature of 70, or it shows 70, or actually I showed, 69? And the Tiger's Kitchen, the microwave, which is real far from the air conditioner, is still, you know, it's showing like a 72.3. Let me see if I can show you how far it is away from the air conditioner. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the digital recorder there. I've done it. It's now sitting right in front of the dot that you heard for Tiger's Kitchen. It's sitting on top of the microwave. So there you go. Now I'm going to walk to the air conditioner. So I have to turn to the left, and I'm going to walk just a little bit to make sure I get past the table. Right, I'm past the table. I'm now turning left, and I'm walking toward my bed. I'm still walking toward my bed. All right, now I have to turn a little bit to the right, or I have to turn 90 degrees to the right, walk to the foot of my bed. I'm now at the foot of my bed, turning back to the left so that I can walk just a couple steps. I am now in front of the air conditioner. That's how far it is from the Echo Dot that said 72.3 all the way to the air conditioner. That's how far apart they are. So that should hopefully give you an idea of the fact that this definitely is working. And let's just double check it one more time just because we can. What is the temperature of Tiger's Kitchen?
Tiger's Kitchen is at 72.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
Thank you.
Happy to help.
So there you go. We'll check it again a little after 4 o'clock. The sun really isn't out today, so this isn't really like a huge test. A huge test would be if the sun was out, and I don't think that's going to happen with it being 60 degrees for the next couple days. So you guys may not get to hear that test, but you are getting to hear that at least it does work. Just watch Mastodon, obviously, for other changes. But we'll check it shortly after 4 o'clock. We're going to give it, you know, a little over an hour or about an hour or whatever. And we're going to see what things are at, assuming my keyboard's at least a little bit warm.
4:21 p.m.
As you heard, it's 4:21 p.m. We're going to do one final check. Now, normally, if we weren't running air at all, the sun is definitely coming in. It's not like full blast, but it is definitely coming in. The keyboard that I use for my laptop, I have sitting in a window. That's just where it sits. It is a bit warm, which means the sun is, you know, at least coming out some. About 5 o'clock, 5:30, it would be even a little bit warmer. As you heard when I started all of this, the thermostat said 74, and the sun wasn't even coming in the living room windows. Matter of fact, it doesn't even come in the living room windows until sometime a little after 3 o'clock, maybe 3:15-ish. But it's, you know, 4:21. It's definitely coming in the window now. So let's do a final check of everything. The air is definitely still going. Let's check the clock on top of the fridge.
The room temperature is 72 degrees Fahrenheit.
It started out, if you guys remember, started at 75. It's down to 72. Let's check the Tiger's Kitchen dot that is sitting on top of the microwave. That's over in this corner, way over here. When we started all of this, it was 76.6 at 2:09 p.m. What is the temperature of Tiger's Kitchen?
Tiger's Kitchen is currently 71.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Very nice. Thank you.
Perfect. Glad I could help.
You know what? I should have asked it. I'll just do it on the phone. Because I could ask it, but I already started walking away. So let's check the thermostat with the Sensi app on my Android phone. When we started this whole test, it was at 74. Keep in mind, Keep in mind, I've got the air conditioner set at 72. You should have heard it when I checked the, checked it with the Meta glasses.
Portland, system UI. Pixie Bot device unlocked. No, Sensi, dock. Sensi, 69, off. Enlisted, 69, off.
All right, so.
Unlabeled. 69 off.
It actually did get down to 68. I think around 3:30. But like I said, now the sun is starting to come in, so it's gonna be a little bit warmer on the thermostat. But the fact that it's showing 69 when I've got the thermostat at 72, or I've got the air conditioner at 72, really tells you something. I mean, it's across the room. It's not straight in front of the air conditioner. And anyway, the air conditioner, remember, as I said earlier in this podcast, it's blowing up and across. By the time it gets to that wall, it's blowing higher and taller than me. And I'm 5'10". So, you know, that still says something. So I think we have proven that the air conditioner definitely works. There's no question about it. Because right now, the temperatures you heard at 209 would be warmer than they are than they were at 209. Because like I said, the sun comes in the living room windows sometime shortly after 3. And they keep coming through those windows until 6:30, 7 o'clock, I think. Somewhere in there. At any rate, this is not a true test. The true test will obviously be, you know, when it's closer to 80 outside and the sun is full bore. That's going to be the big test. However, I think I've proven that this definitely is working. It's not very loud at all. And it might even be going down the hallway, at least a little bit. So this will be better than nothing. And I think I'm impressed. I'm really impressed with this particular unit. So having all of that been said, I hope this podcast has been educational and informational. I do apologize for it being so long, but the way I see it, you know, we unboxed it, we talked about it, but really to show something about the unit would require some testing, and that's what we did today. Let's real quick see what the temperature is. Sorry about that. Let's see what the temperature is that's actually coming out of the unit. See if it's still... I still haven't put that away. So now I gotta find it again. And I may not know where it's at. And I don't see it. Oh, there it is. I overlooked it in the drawer. So let's real quickly take one last check of the air coming out of the air conditioner and see how warm it is. Give me just one moment, because this is a bit tricky to do.
Surface temperature is 43.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
So there you go. I think it works. I think it's a good investment. It's not cheap. As you heard in the beginning, I caught it on sale. Last check, it was still on sale yesterday. Regular price is, at least for this particular unit, the 16,000 BTU, the regular price is $816. I got it for $529, obviously, plus tax. I think I ended up paying $561. But there you go. Hope you guys have liked it. If you have any questions, you can feel free to email me, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. If you want a direct URL to this particular unit, just send me an email. Or if you're following me on Mastodon, send me a private mention or whatever, and just ask for the URL to the CoolCiln, I don't know how to pronounce it, CoolCiln, that's what it is. 16,000 BTU portable air conditioner unit. I can definitely provide that link for you because I bought it, so I have it. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and enjoy life.